You playing this because Mark Richt is coming on today?
Yeah, big day for Canes fans.
All right. That's not like, is it? I can
feel it coming. Big day?
Like how? I mean, he's been on with us a half a dozen times. And well, why is it a big day for Canes fans?
Big day for Heat fans, too.
Is it?
Big day
That's
for
tomorrow.
Yeah, one day closer. Big day for Panther fans as well.
Do Canes fans love Mark Richt?
I don't know. It's a really good question. I've asked myself that question. I find it impossible not to like him. Like, I understand, you know, someone who doesn't like Al Golden.
Yeah.
I even understand some Canes fans that don't like Randy Shannon. Tough for me to not like someone that meant so much to on-field success. But Mark Richt, man, like, that dude did everything right by the university, didn't he? I mean, the only thing we talked about, the only thing he didn't want to do, he didn't want to fire his kid. And so he resigned instead of making it a big thing. Like, he did right by the university, in my opinion.
Okay, I was asking because he's coming on today, but I don't know if Canes fans get jacked up because it's Mark Richt or just, oh, okay, we have a good interview. Because he really, if you put it in the whole scheme of college football, he was there for a cup of coffee, man. What did he coach, like 30 games?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was three seasons, and one season was wildly successful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It petered out at the end, but it you had success during one season that you hadn't seen in a long time, and then the rest of it was very unremarkable. But he just, like, he didn't want to leave the university in a lurch. He didn't want to put them in a bad spot. Like, I thought he was a real stand-up guy by actually resigning and doing it fast enough that they were able to get Manny Diaz back quickly.
I got you. So if Larry Coker, Schnellenberger, Butch Davis come to the house, they're getting sea bass. Mark Richt's getting hamburger helper.
If Larry Coker, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, yeah.
Howard Schnellenberger come to the house, they're getting sturgeon. All right.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's about $50 a pound, ain't it?
If Al Golden shows up at the house.
An ass whooping.
Well, I was thinking more in the line of meals, but sure,
Lori,
ass whooping.
Lori, DJ, jump him.
Grab him by the tie. Anyway, Mark Richt is going to join us today. There's a lot going on, as Solana connotes by the song there. I loved watching the NBA last night. I had a great time. Listen, I'm going to say it. This doesn't mean that you win anything or whatever, but Zion Williamson was not in great shape. But I'm just going to acknowledge what I saw last night. He was, what? Perfect timing.
Gotta play the drums now. Everybody knows you gotta play the drums.
Now, Zion's minute, didn't he score like 13 points in 15 minutes? So he's not like, he's out there. He is more than a contributor, but man, I was expecting a little bit something. He looked as thick as he looked when he started the season.
Yeah, y'all said he's going to come back looking like Paul George. Get the hell out of here. But, bro, this is playing right into my narrative, and I'm sure he'll have a get-back game. The man has talent. He's explosive. His body is not ready to play in the NBA, and I don't think it's ever going to be ready to put in 35 minutes a night, as we saw last night. Bro, y'all explain this to me. Give me the thought process of Alvin Gentry. Of why you have this guy out for four months.
That, and he
plays 15 minutes, 13
well,
points.
Alvin Gentry did say he was on a minutes restriction so that we used him the minutes that he was allowed. But I kind of blame Alvin Gentry for not having him at the end.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want Zion Williamson in the last 3 minutes rather than having him, you know, for 3 minutes at the beginning of the second half? Like, I don't understand that logic there. But regardless, I enjoyed watching the return of the NBA. I enjoyed watching the Lakers. So we had a bet. Remember, we had Brian Windhorst on the show yesterday. He told us that they're going to run this almost like a scrimmage, he thought. And he said he wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see LeBron or Kawhi in the fourth quarter, blah, blah, blah. So you and I extrapolated that and said, okay, we're going to bet the LeBron under. Because if he's not playing, he's going to facilitate at the beginning. We won the bet. The only bet we made last night was the LeBron under, and it was under 25.5 points. But it was not because of what Brian Windhorst said.
No.
It just, his shot was way off. He missed some bunnies. But he also was facilitating. But he played a lot of minutes, and he was right there at the end. I mean, he really D'd up at the end of the game to make sure the victory was intact. So,
and
but we won.
I don't know if that was last night, but it seems like LeBron was trying to get AD involved a lot. Like LeBron was, you could tell he was making an effort to get AD the ball.
Deion Waiters looked all right last night.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He looked all right last night.
When y'all texted, I was so mad, but I was like, yeah, you're so correct. He does look okay.
He did. He looked all right. Deion
Waiters,
a lot of stuff going on.
Deion Waiters told Crowder to sat his ass down last night.
Well, he wasn't that good. Wait a second. Let's not. I mean, he didn't put up 30 and 20. I mean, but he looked like he could contribute. Which is what, you know, LeBron needs on that team. But, yeah, but he's also a head case.
Are we lowering the bar? I was amazed that he got in. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when he entered the game, I was like, oh, they're playing Deion Waiters? Wow. So he won by getting in the game in my book.
Right. Already he's exceeded your expectations just by entering the game. So another Marlins player has tested positive. I'm going to steal your headlines here, I guess, a little bit, Solana. But another Marlins player has tested positive. So now apparently all the Marlins players that have tested positive are going to travel by bus back from Philadelphia to Miami.
What's that? That's 20? 20 hours?
20 guys, 20 hours on buses. So
I didn't work my whole life to sit on a Greyhound for a day.
I know that's
something.
Still better than flying Spirit. Hey, give me a rim shot. Anybody? No,
I'm with
nothing
you.
Ready. Got nothing ready there. Thank you.
Are these seats made out of old bottles? Why are these? What are these seats made out of? This recycled
ESPN,
plastic.
They have, I guess, chosen their new Monday Night Football booth for this season. I'll get to that in a second. Let's get headlines here. Just spoiler alert, no more Booger and no more Joe Tessitore. Let's get headlines.
Booger ain't had a chance.
he's driving the Marlins home on the Booger Mobile. All right, let's get headlines here. I'll give you the whole Monday Night Football booth. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
We'll stick with Major League Baseball. Two St. Louis Cardinals players tested positive for coronavirus, so Major League Baseball postponed their game in the afternoon today in Milwaukee.
I'm a little unclear on when the game was, just based on your explanation. Can I get something more secure than tonight last in the evening afternoon game?
I have written down Friday afternoon at night. That's what I have written down. So I had to pivot there. And,
all right, listen, as long as you stay true to your notes.
That's handwritten. You decided upon that.
John Heyman, he reported Marlins second baseman Isan Diaz is considering opting out of the season.
All right.
Heat versus Nuggets tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Let's go.
Yes.
Come on.
Nuggets are 2-point favorites or 1.5, depending on where you look. Eric Spoelstra says all players are available for tomorrow, including KZ Akpala. Free KZ.
All right. Big news,
Nobody
I guess.
Never said that.
Is anyone interested?
Abducted.
But do we need KZ Akpala?
No. There's a free KZ movement, though, on Heat Twitter, and I'm behind it. And I just wanted to state my support.
Okay. So there's not a movement on Heat Twitter. You're just trying to get your bag of bits extended onto Twitter.
Spo said there will be something similar by the Heat on Saturday night to the social statements. It's not Saturday night. It's just Saturday. I don't know what's going on. Made in last night.
I'm having a tough time distinguishing between night and day.
Yeah. Let me try this again. Spo said there will be something similar by the Heat on Saturday to the social statements made in last night's NBA games. He said it will be done in collaboration with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I will tell you this. I thought that the demonstrations before both games were extremely patriotic and very well thought out. And if you're one of these people that's like, oh, I can't stand it. I just want to see basketball, and which is fine. Like, you could be that. Like, I don't even mind that. You know, if they did away with the national anthem in front of games, I'm not going to shed a tear. But if you didn't watch the NBA last night because it's too woke for you, or there's too, like, It was a basketball game. Like, they used their platform, in my mind, they used their platform to get a message out, a very important message, and it's incumbent upon everybody to listen to the message. And then it was a basketball game. The kind of basketball game where you're jawing at the refs and you're complaining on every foul that's called on you. And I didn't get lost inside something else that wasn't a basketball game.
And let's be honest, those demonstrations in both games lasted less than 5 minutes. If you're that upset, go grab a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't feel this way, but I'm just saying, like, if you're really taking that side, go grab a sandwich.
100%.
You got 4.5 minutes.
I'm telling you, if you like NBA basketball and for you it's just not going to be right because there's too much political commentary or whatnot, you're missing the boat because they're using their platform in a peaceful way and then they're playing basketball. Like, you're outwoking yourself by taking a stand if there's, you know, because it really, it's a basketball game. Like, that's it. It's a basketball game. So, but I thought it was very nice.
If you appreciate the movement, you're woke. If you don't, are you sleep?
We need more sleep.
Hey, wake up.
Woke people are calling for more wokeness, and people don't like the wokeness. They want more sleep. they want the woman, the mother and Get Out. They need the teacup. Sleep.
Tapped.
All right, anything else, Solana?
The Panthers are back tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Goldie in the next segment, so don't try to break it down because he can do that for us.
I'll hold my takes. Game one versus the Islanders tomorrow, 4 p.m. on 560.
Tomorrow morning, 4 p.m. All right.
Finally, guys, Coca-Cola announced it will debut a new Coke with coffee. It's a drink that will hit stores in January to broaden their beverage lineup.
I will tell you, friend of the program, Darren Revelle, Instagrammed it this morning and said it is the best Coca-Cola launch that he can recall in the longest time. And he gets paid sometimes for his social media takes because he's got so many followers. He said, this is not an ad. I literally just got a can. I tried it. He goes, this is unbelievably good. So looking forward to it. I like coffee. I like Coke.
You got to put just caffeine on caffeine.
That
orange vanilla, that orange vanilla got my heart. I don't give a damn
that
what Darren
is good,
says.
Man. It's that stuff delicious. Is good. Legit good. Somebody texts in, what happened to Ripped Zion? The dude had hock definition. Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you want me to tell you? I said
at the beginning
of the show.
So y'all are telling me he gained 30 pounds overnight? What
no.
is he eating? What
no,
is he eating?
He looked like he looked. I mean, he's just he's got big bones.
Yes, and big fat wrapped around those big bones.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hawkman and Crowder. Simulcast on a Friday. We are less than 24 hours away from the Miami Heat being on the basketball court. Looking forward to that. We'll have Lee Sterling today, professional sports handicapper. He'll give us his pick. We're going to debut a brand new segment today as well. Get everybody's predictions here and add a little spice to the proceedings. We'll get to that later on.
When is the new segment? I love this segment.
About 5:30, 5:40.
Oh, don't miss it, baby. 5:40. Set your alarm clocks, cause I love this
putting
new.
Putting my own money. Oh, I am putting my own money up. I don't think you get a chance to win, though.
Huh?
You're too rich.
Don't do that to me. No, I made a lot of bad decisions. I ain't got nan dime.
I thought you had the only house on the block. Paid for.
That's why I'm the king round here.
We had this thing yesterday. This is so funny, man. So Solana put together, it came together organically on the air. And then Solana yesterday, he tweeted it out and Instagrammed it out and posted it on the 560 and the 790 Instagrams. I like to call it the wrong name challenge. And I just saw that our friend John Michaels just retweeted it from the 560 The Joe Twitter account. John Michaels wrote, man, this is gold. We had a mispronunciation on the show yesterday from Crowder. Crowder was trying to say Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is play that one, Solana.
And all the snorking that.
Schnorkenegger. I don't even like. It's so impossible to mispronounce it that way. And then obviously we know Rick Ross saying Tua Tagovailoa sounds like this.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. But then yesterday this was made aware on to me on Twitter. I had never heard this before. Had you ever heard this? I mean, this has to be 4 years old, right?
Yes. And this was before. This was before we knew who Giannis was. This was Puppy Giannis,
right? I mean, how long has he been in the NBA, Solon? It's got to be about what, 4 years?
I think five. This is his fifth season.
Five. So this has to be his rookie season, right? Because I mean, obviously Eric Reed is as professional a broadcaster as you will find, not just in South Florida but anywhere. That dude is a master at his craft. Really good. Has more statistics ready to go than any broadcaster you'll hear, like really informative during a game. I would imagine Eric Reed does not mispronounce many names, right?
No, Hawk, and I'm not even doing this as a homer. I enjoy listening to Eric call Heat games over anybody. And I'm not taking shots, but over anybody because of how informed he is.
No, totally agree. So I would imagine this is A, embarrassing for Eric Reed, but B, not indicative of his normal game preparation. But, you know, who knows? You're looking it over. You're like, hey, you know that new rookie out of Greece, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you think you got it or whatever, but you haven't called his name a lot in a game. And you figure, yeah, I got it, I got it. And then you get into the game and you see who just scored. And you look down on your score sheet, and maybe the name, it was like Isaias, right? With the, like, I've practiced pronouncing this hurricane, Isaias. And then yesterday I called it Hurricane Isaiah. I in the moment I looked down at my notes, it became Isaiah. So this was just made it, brought to my attention yesterday on Twitter. But here was Eric Reed's first call of Giannis Antetokounmpo against the Heat. And here's how he pronounced Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Antetokounmpo for three. He nailed for three. He nailed that.
Antetokounmpo for three.
You're 100% right. You could say that name, practice that name, you're in the heat of the game and you see a 15-letter name. Oh boy. Back to phonics. I'm thinking Kokomoo.
Yeah, it's so great. So we had a little contest yesterday. You know, what was the worst mispronunciation? So play them all again. So people loved this on Instagram and Twitter. But by a wide margin, Eric Reed was the winner. I'm telling you, my wife and I, she had not heard it. And I just played it like I'm looking at the Instagram account last night. And so the sound comes on and she is crying. There are tears running down her eyes. We listened to this 25 times. So here is Channing Crowder yesterday pronouncing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And all the snorking that.
Which is really any other. It's like a horse that runs a great race but just happened to go against Secretariat that day. Like any other day, Schnorkenegger is going to be the winner by a wide margin. Here's Rick Ross with Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Which is great. But here it is, Secretariat in the gate, Eric Reed with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Would you argue it, Solana? Like, that's the runaway winner, right?
Yeah, I just don't like what's happening where now people are getting on Eric Reed. Like, that's my guy. You know, you can't just – let's settle down. Eric Reed, he can have one mispronunciation in his career.
Who's telling him that he can't?
Nah, people are – I don't like it. I don't like the Eric Reed slander. I'm just not here for it.
Solana, let me tell you, because I know E. Reed's a G. G's, if you're not getting hated on, you're not doing your job. Right.
I would imagine, too, that Eric Reed would tell you that was not his best moment as a broadcaster.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Is it possible that there was a player a few years ago named Antetokounmpo?
Someone
just is fooling me on Twitter that he was trying to say Antetokounmpo?
No. No, Hawk. There's no Antetokounmpos.
There's
no Antetokounmpos.
A G League call-up. Maybe there really is a player, Antetokounmpo, and I've got
fooled. For three.
gotten fooled on this. Solana, you're our NBA expert. Any chance?
No chance.
No chance.
I was gonna say.
Oh my God, I am dying to get an Antetokounmpo jersey in the mail.
You know what? You know what jersey is gonna be? Giannis.
No, there's got to be an Antetokounmpo. Now I'm starting to doubt whether he mispronounced Antetokounmpo that much. I'm starting to think that maybe I'm getting fooled. Like that, we have to look back in the clip, Solana. Maybe he was actually calling Antetokounmpo's three-pointer.
That's what Jimmy Butler should have on the back of his jersey in this NBA restart. You know how, like, he right now it's to be determined right. What he's going to have on right. The back. They don't want right. to allow him to put nothing on the back. He should have Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. I got to hear it one more time.
Antetokounmpo for three.
It was, but. Let's let go that we know it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. That was a great call. That was a very
great
professional call. Yeah.
Great call. Yeah. You heard the ball swish right through the hoop. I mean, it was perfect.
Antetokounmpo for three.
I gotta hear Schnorkenegger again. I mean Arnold Schwarzenegger is a pretty common name at this point. Like we all know how to say it, except Channing Crowder.
And all the Schnorkenegger.
How does he even come out, Schnorkenegger?
Man, it's too long, man, and all those vowels and syllables and vowels. You know what happens?
It's so great. All right, well there you go. A little fun for today as we move ahead. Got a big sports weekend coming up. Heat tomorrow, 1:00. Panthers tomorrow, 4:00.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a Friday. A lot of sports this weekend. Had sports last night. NBA. And in the 4:00 hour, by the way, so 4:00, Julie Durda, meteorologist at Local 10. She will join us, give us an update on Isia. What is it again,
uh-oh.
Solana?
Uh-oh.
I'm having an Antetokounmpo moment here.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Antetokounmpo for three. Is it Isias?
Isias.
Isias. No, that's not right. Well, regardless.
Isias.
I don't know. Well, the hurricane that is coming up, Isias. No, that's not right.
No.
Either.
Y'all
Isias.
Killed it in the first
Isias.
Hour. What happened?
Isias. I don't know. I got Antetokounmpo in my head.
Y'all were killing it in hour one. Antetokounmpo.
I'm going to bring on Julie Durda. She'll give us an update on the very latest, right? So that'll be at 4:00. Then Lee Sterling will join us. Around 4:15, 4:20, and give us his picks for the weekend. Usually he joins us in the 3:00 hour, but we had to make time for Mark Richt there. So I'm watching NBA last night, and I have never been owned like this on Twitter so quickly and so voluminously. I tweeted out, did you see the commercial last night during the NBA game for that Seth Rogen movie that's coming up?
No.
Did you see it, Solana?
Yeah, I did see it.
There was a commercial for a Seth Rogen movie, Pickle Man or something. I don't know what it was. Pickle but he's playing Man. Two roles in the movie.
I did see that.
Yeah,
with
he's
the
got
beard
a beard
and
with
no
one.
Beard.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I see that. I tweet out, just saw a commercial for a movie with Seth Rogen playing two different roles. I hate that. Has there ever been a good movie where the lead is playing two different roles and they interact as if it's two people? And I was inundated with tweets that proved me wrong. I was wrong. Like, I was completely wrong because all you have to do is look at half the Eddie Murphy movies. Yeah. Now, I will give you this caveat because everyone was talking about, you know, like the barbershop scene in, what was it, Coming to America?
Yeah.
I was talking more about a lead role where the two lead roles are the same guy. I was thinking more about, like, Will Smith in Gemini Man.
Oh,
or like that's like
what was that?
That's double, what I was thinking of.
Double take, double trouble with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh,
double trouble.
I mean, there's been like to me myriad movies that don't work. They're annoying, but I'm telling you, inundated, And I'm like, wow, I'm wrong. Now, again, if I wanted to play semantics, I wasn't really talking about the barbershop scene or what is it, the clumps, you know, where they're all sitting around the table. I was talking about more like lead role, two different guys, but whatever. And then I had to make a Twitter thread and follow up with, in a rare moment of humility, I have to admit I was wrong. All these responses have reminded me that Adam Sandler pulled it off perfectly in Jack and Jill.
You like Jack and Jill?
No, the worst movie ever made. Proved my point. But some of the ones that were like said to me, like, this one made sense. Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire. But here's the difference. They're not interacting. You know that he's playing two separate people. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
like
the base of the movie.
Yes, but right? Like, the Seth Rogen movie is you're supposed to pretend that these are two separate actors that you're watching, and you know that when they're interacting, that you know that it's Seth Rogen both times. So, as much as I was inundated with Coming to America, it's not really what I was talking about.
You know what has this is Netflix got a lot of these movies where same people. There's one with Marlon Wayans where he plays Six Tuplets or something like that. Have you seen that?
No.
Worst movie in the history of the world.
Right, they're never good. That's my point.
Yeah. There's another one with a famous dude where, like, one of them's a killer and the other one's like a family man, and the family man kidnaps the killer and takes his family over.
Never good. But the only one that I might give, a bunch of people had tweeted me, Austin Powers. So you had you had Mike Myers playing two different roles in that movie, but like that was more of a goof. I don't know.
Wasn't he like three roles, four roles in that movie?
Was he?
Because he was Dr. Evil. He was Austin.
Oh,
he
and
was Fat Bastard.
Yeah. Agent Zero.
Yeah. But yeah, you know what? I'll tell you this. I'll go with this, Hawk. Coming to America and Austin Powers, you can't put those in the same category as these other ones.
Because first of all, it's got the comedic element. You're using the, like, people were saying Michael Keaton in Multiplicity, awful movie. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap. I never saw that.
Yeah.
Or Freaky Friday, whatever, where she plays two roles, I guess.
She doesn't play two roles.
Parent Trap does she?
Yeah, Parent Trap. It's Lindsay Lohan, like, kind of when she blew up, she's much younger. It's that what you're describing is Parent Trap. It's a one girl playing two roles the entire movie, and it's centered around them.
But the two roles are interacting, they're friends.
No, it works in the Parent Trap. It's one of the best movies ever. There's scenes where they're next to each other pretty much the entire movie because they're at a camp and then they're at a hotel the entire movie.
Yeah. It's called Enemy.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's on Netflix. Jake Gyllenhaal, or I don't know how to say his name, the dude with the big, beautiful beard.
We got a new one for our contest. It's Jake Gyllenhaal. We got a new one. We've got a new one. We will have that before 6 o'clock. just call him?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, Gyllenhaal. I don't think you did. I think it was worse than that.
Jake Gyllenhaal in Enemy was a terrible movie.
Bunch of people saying Armie Hammer played the Winklevoss twins in Social Network.
He did.
I guess they were fine. Like, I guess that was fine. I don't know.
And their scenes are together.
Something else we talk about a lot. What if it's age? Like, what if Back to the Future when Michael J. Fox plays young Michael and old
Right.
Michael?
Right. Like that, I mean, a time travel movie, I have no problem. I don't love time travel movies, period. But a time travel movie, I would have no problem with one character playing two that are interacting with each other because it's time travel. The Seth Rogen commercial just annoyed. A bunch of people are texting in. Most of the Tyler Perry movies are very good, and he plays several characters.
What's very good? This is my truth.
To you early in the week, I have never seen a Madea movie.
Bro, this is my truth, and I'm sorry. As a black man, I have to tell you, those movies aren't good. Like,
Perry movies?
I am here for the movement. I want, and I love what Tyler Perry is doing. He has a whole damn studio in Atlanta and uplifting of black people. I understand it. when I go and sit down and I'm about to take 2 hours, 3 hours of my life away from my family, I want to see a good movie. I don't give a damn who's acting. And Tyler Perry movies aren't good. They're predictable.
Never had a good one.
Some C pluses. Maybe a B minus if you're drunk.
He's literally a billionaire.
Bro, the Kardashians have a lot of money, and they're not talented at all. They can't do anything good.
Valid point. So anyway, that was my I got pwned on Twitter last night, but I didn't feel like really going into a deep explanation on why I didn't think like the Eddie Murphy movies were in the vein of what I was talking about. But
Gemini Man cut me because I'm a big fan of iRobot and Enemy of the State. So like I love Will Smith.
Will Smith movies are not that great. They're really not.
Bro, if you disrespect I Am Legend,
that I
again,
Am Legend is such a
I am
bad
driving
movie.
To Boca.
It's
you
such
want me to get on
movie?
You want me to get on the Sawgrass?
It is a bad movie.
You want me to get on the Sawgrass?
I'll fight you for I Am Legend because I know I'm right on this. Sometimes you gotta take an ass whooping if you know you're right. That
great movie.
Conceptually was a great movie, and the notion of, you know, the city being overrun with weeds and vegetation because like schematically excellent. The movie was a turd.
You act like they didn't landscape for 2 weeks, Hawk. There were deers in Times Square. There were lions in Times Square.
I liked it. That's why I went to see it. I liked the concept of it. The movie just happened to be bad.
I'm going to get on the Sawgrass.
Just the ending. Sorry. The ending makes no sense. Like, there was enough room for him in that little crevice that the girl's hiding in. What? Like, why? Why not just jump in there with her?
To make sure she makes it, because she had to follow the butterfly.
No, I'm with you.
How about when he's out in the daylight? I mean, why always cut it close to sundown? Why not just I got to be home 3 hours before sundown. You have the entire day. Like, why are you always cutting it close?
Because he got to go to the movie store and holler at his fake girlfriend. Y'all seen the movie.
Right, she doesn't work till the late shift.
He gotta go shoot at the movie store lady.
He knows that the demons and zombies come out late. He's cutting it close every night. Oh my God, the sun's going down again. Bro. I didn't see this coming.
Lillian.
Here, Rover. Come here, Rover. Hurry. Hurry.
It wasn't Rover. It was Samantha, and he called her Sam.
Rest in
peace.
That
was his dog. She was his only friend.
Spoiler.
If you understand, Samantha was Wilson in Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that? Where, like, if you don't have a friend, anything's your friend? Seahawk, you're too shallow, man. I'm not going
to say
that. I got
it, but I'm saying if it's really your friend, why are you cutting it close to sundown every night?
You know what?
Seems
I was
silly.
When them zombie dogs came out, I knew his ass was grass for Samantha. Samantha was too nice. Them zombie dogs jumped out of that building, Hawk. I said, yeah, Sam.
Right. You ain't from this neighborhood, Sam.
Uh-oh. Go back to the suburbs.
All right. Julie Derda is going to join us next with an update on the hurricane out there in the Atlantic and see what it's going to mean for us this weekend here in South Florida.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There's a 102-year-old woman that survived the Spanish flu, she beat cancer, and she just got over COVID-19.
Man, I'd have taken her in the seventh round pick. Why not?
I want to drink her blood.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 4 o'clock hour. Hawkman and Crowder. It's actually 1 minute till 4 o'clock, but I'll give you the stock market update anyway, and then we'll bring on Julie Derda, get a little quick update from her, then we'll get headlines from Solana. Lee Sterling going to join us this hour. Positive day on Wall Street. It was iffy at the beginning of the day. If you own the tech stocks, then great day. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 98 points. There's still about 40 seconds left in the trading day, but up a little over 100 points now, Dow Jones Industrial Average. S&P 500 up 23 points. NASDAQ up about 150 points. And if you own Apple stock today, Apple was up over $40 today because of knockout earnings yesterday. So there you go. Green day on Wall Street. We are obviously keeping a keen eye on Hurricane, one more time, Solana?
Isaias.
I'm not certain that's correct. Is that? I don't know if that was correct.
I don't know. I call it Julie, Isosceles.
Julie Durda is a certified meteorologist at WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. Friend of the program. She gave us plenty of time yesterday. We're not going to waste her time today. I just want to get a quick update. You should follow Julie Durda on all her social media outlets so you can stay informed throughout the weekend as the storm approaches. One more time, Julie. Isosceles?
Isosceles.
Isosceles.
Solano got it. Yeah.
Isosceles.
Good job, Solano.
So it is 4 o'clock. And what is the latest on Isosceles?
All right, guys. So we talked about yesterday the uncertainty once it pushed off of Hispaniola. It looks as though we got to be prepared for definitely feeling tropical storm force winds, which is 39 miles per hour to 73 miles per hour. And I just peeked at the European model, and for the first time in all the model runs, it does put landfall between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach, right around the border. Again, that means that we would be dealing, it's expected to be a Category 1 hurricane, but, you know, hurricane specialist Brian Norcross and Max Mayfield always said you always add about 10 to 15 more miles per hour to what you possibly are expecting when they release the intensity of a forecast. So we could be dealing with the possibility of a Category 1 hurricane making landfall if the European model does pan out, or if we split the difference, like I said yesterday, being so eerily close to our coastline in northern Broward County that it's no joke. Like, it would be seriously threading the needle of barely a little bit of an ocean and then the land, that it's basically just staying offshore. So our most important thing is I want everybody to know, Brian Norcross said something today that I want you to take to heart if you live in northeastern Broward County, because you're already under a tropical storm warning. Actually, much of Broward County inland is a tropical storm watch. They've updated the metro coastal areas of Fort Lauderdale to a tropical storm warning. And then Miami-Dade, the warning has started for the coastal areas of Miami-Dade. So Miami, if you're listening, I still want you to be prepared. You could be dealing with tropical storm force winds. I'd say Broward County, northeastern Broward County, if you're at the border, like Boca Raton, up by West Palm Beach, that whole area. If you live near the coast, you're right on, you know, A1A or US1. If you have accordion shutters, he suggested that it's not a bad idea. Maybe tomorrow you think about closing them. As of right now, I don't think anybody else needs to worry about getting shutters, because we're talking about, you know, a Category 1 hurricane, or we're talking about strong tropical storm force winds. So that's the update. I don't think it's the good news you wanted to hear on a Friday after telling everybody how great stocks were, but, you know, it's the reality that I got to bring you guys, and I want to keep you safe. And it is really important, though, I told Solano this, make sure you're following me, Julie Durda, WPLG, because in the middle of the night, I'll be doing the updates. So when you wake up, you hear the thunder and you hear the howling winds and you can't happen to turn on the TV, you only have your phone next to you, make sure you're following me, because I'll be starting to do the updates tomorrow at 5 a.m. Until probably, I think we're extending our newscast, actually, to go all day tomorrow, and then it should be making landfall Saturday night into Sunday. So we'll continue that too. So it's going to be a busy week for us meteorologists keeping you guys safe. So I really want you to heed the warnings and just pay attention to what you're seeing, because this thing's so close that things could shift in, you know, each model run seems to shift west and then back east. So it's over the water, or it's hugging our coast, or, like I said, the European model, this last one actually showed it making landfall. So, again, we have time to watch it. You guys, we're used to it. We can handle tropical storm force winds. We can handle a hurricane. It's okay. I don't want anyone to panic, but I do want you to be alert and aware and bring in that lightweight furniture we talked about and any of those pool toys or anything you may have outside.
Yeah, Julie, if the stock market's great enough, I don't give a damn what the weather's doing. But That might just be me.
It might blow your money away. It might blow your money away.
Well, you're staying inside anyway, right? We got to stay home and stay safe. So, I mean, you're just going to look at the rain and the wind out your window. So just make sure none of the stuff you bought to keep the kids busy during this time is flying away, okay? That's all.
We got you. And you brought up, and one thing, and we're going to be quick. This is my only question, Julie. But you brought up European model. And this is something that me and my friends talk about. Julie, why when they put the spaghetti strands out there, why does the European strand seem to be better than the American strands? I don't know if this is even a well-put-together question.
You know, that is a great question. And I don't have an answer for you because it runs the same amount of model data that the GFS model does, the hurricane model. The Assemblies model basically takes all of the models together and puts a general idea out for us. So it's like the average. I got to tell you, you're absolutely correct, though. For some reason, that model seems to do very well. It did very well with Dorian. It did really good with Hannah that we just saw that went to Texas. You know, I have to tell you, for being down here for 15 years, one of the most difficult things I've realized that the doctors and the specialists and our major meteorologists that really help us with all this data and gather it for us is the intensity of a storm when it comes to just the raw environment that it's in, forecasting it 12, 24, 36, 48 hours out. And unfortunately, that's where we're living right now. Like, this thing is about 36 hours out. So unfortunately, the environment is so hostile that we don't know if the high pressure is going to weaken and this trough is going to dive down at the right time that this cluster of storms is lifting to the north. That it was the same thing with Dorian. We didn't know if that front was going to dive down enough to keep us safe here in Florida, but all the models, with the exception of the European model, had kept the system, you know, offshore and offshore. No, it's coming our way. Then it's coming our way. And the European model was like, no, it's staying over the northwestern half of the Bahamas. So that's why I'm bringing to your attention that this is the first model run by the European model that it does make landfall between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach.
All right, Julie Derda. You'll watch her on Local 10. Follow her on social media, Julie Derda, WPLG. And would you say that the percentage chance this weekend in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties that you'll get rain and wind is about 100%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Miami-Dade, not as much as Broward and towards West Palm Beach and Broward. I really want you to pay attention to the storm. Miami-Dade, you're not out of the loop because, again, the outer bands that stretch, I think last I looked at the advisory at 11, the tropical storm force winds, which are 39 miles per hour to 74 miles per hour, stretch out from the center 204 miles. And so that system's literally going to be maybe 100 miles off our coast. So we're all going to feel the tropical storm force winds. It just depends on where you're at to actually feel more of a gust or if it's just more of a breeze. So
right.
I'd prefer everybody be prepared for tropical storm force winds, at least, and the rain.
Okay. Any chance that it strengthens to a 2 or a 3?
Absolutely. There's a chance for, I would say a 2. I don't think there's enough time for it to be a 3 because, as I just told you, the intensity is so difficult to forecast when
right.
you're just open the ocean water and you're assuming, remember, we talked about this yesterday. I think Crowder said, you know, could it be a 2? Could it be a, yeah, I mean, they assumed that the system would weaken so much when it interacted with land, but it really didn't. I mean, it came off the coast with like 70 miles per hour. So,
all right. Well, we will stay aware. And the next update official is less than an hour, right? 5 o'clock?
Yeah. So the forecast cone at 5 is very important because you'll get a new lat long, a new advisory on the wind strength because I think they sent out Hurricane Hunter aircraft. And a new forecast cone, which will probably push more west if they're now averaging out that new model run by the European model. But then again, the European model does go through. There's another model that'll run tonight, and then we'll see what happens there. And another model running tomorrow morning, and another one. You know, it's a cycle. So we just got to wait and see which way this very interesting storm. I told you yesterday, to begin with, we were like, there's no center of circulation. It's just showers and storms. It's been a very complex system to digest the information and forecast not just the strength, but the path of it. So everybody just be prepared.
Anything you need to add, Solana?
I think, Julie, you and I are on the same page once again here, so that's good.
Goodness gracious.
I appreciate that. Good, yeah. Good. I'm glad all you right. didn't see anything that maybe I missed.
Yeah, no, very good. This is the rare occasion where it's almost like the American and the European models are in concert.
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah, Julie and Solana agreeing on everything that's been said.
So checking my notes. You know, and,
eventually, I would probably say we got two more runs, and then they'll definitely agree by then. It typically happens like within the last 12 hours of when the storm is expected to make its true landfall or forward path. We'll definitely know by tomorrow.
All right. And we'll start feeling the effects of it tomorrow for sure.
Well, in Miami-Dade and the Keys, you'll feel it tonight. You'll start to see dust in the 30s tonight. So that's why I'm saying not everybody, some areas are going to have it worse than others, but not everybody's just going to have, there's not one spot in South Florida that's going to be blue skies, dry conditions, and no breeze.
All right. And you're
unless you're on the West Coast, actually. You got to go all the way west.
Solana, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, those bands are no joke, right, Julie?
Okay.
Yes.
All right, very good. Julie, we appreciate it. We know that you're busy.
You guys are awesome.
Real
you're
busy.
Awesome.
Again, follow Julie Derda on all her social media outlets because she will keep you informed as the storm approaches and then passes and hopefully passes without any disruption to our lives.
Stay east. Again, I hate saying that because then I feel bad for the Bahamas, northwestern Bahamas, still trying to recoup from Dorian. You know, there's really no winning in this situation whenever we talk about tropical systems. So it's either somebody's got to have to take the worst of it.
Be prepared.
I agree.
Thank you,
Julie. You guys be prepared. And hopefully I will not talk to you for the rest of the year about hurricanes, but we'll see how this year goes. It seems to be very awkward.
Based on past Augusts, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. But
we hope
that we won't.
Don't mind me.
We assume that we will.
All right, you guys.
All right, have a safe weekend, Julie. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Back in my day, we'd go to the Orange Bowl, urine would drip on us, and we were healthy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Here we go. It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday. Oh, pour that Funky Buddha.
Oh, but
pour that Funky Buddha, white boy.
Crank it up for the hard seltzers. Funky Buddha hard seltzers. Crank
it up. Speak the gospel. Dan Day, are you dancing in your studio right now, Dan Day?
Can't stop, won't stop.
Turn into Diddy.
He did. What? Solana, are you dancing in your studio?
Got the fresh fit on. I'm dancing, baby.
Yeah, fresh fit. Fit check. Here we go.
Fit check.
Can't even. Oh. We have something that I have to audible here because I want to do something I think will be more fun than our 5 o'clock Funky Buddha song. Everybody should be stocked up. You know, the hurricane on its way. You should be stocked up on all the essentials like Funky Buddha hard seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
And be ready to get through the weekend with no problem. But I have to audible here because we always have fun. We're going to get to Dan Day's montage here in a second. And we love the song doing the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. But earlier in the show, I had forgotten that Crowder had mangled another name. Yesterday, he mangled Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can you play the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing again?
And all the Schnorkenegger.
And it got us into a game. Worst pronunciations of names yesterday. It got us into a game, and it went a little bit viral because they're so damn funny. So here are the three contestants from yesterday, but we're going to throw in a fourth today just for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. So yesterday, our contestants were Channing Crowder with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And all the snorkeling that.
Which is really great. Rick Ross with Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
And Eric Reed, and again, I need to make this caveat. This is not, you know, this season. This is rookie season. Probably the first time Eric Reed ever had to say Giannis Antetokounmpo's name during a game. But here is Eric Reed with Antetokounmpo.
Adetokunbo for three.
I know it's coming, and it makes me laugh. Adetokunbo. But we have a new contestant from earlier today. Crowder was trying to say Jake Gyllenhaal. Here's what it came out like.
Jake Gyllenhaal. You act like Jake Gyllenhaal is the Mona Lisa.
He is very popular. Jake Gyllenhaal? Come on. Gilly Holly?
You think? Come on.
Play it one more time, Solana.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal.
We have a new contestant, ladies and gentlemen. All right. One more time. Here's Crowder with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Here's Rick Ross with Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Here's Eric Reed with Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
That one gets me every time. And once more, we circle back to Crowder for Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Tremendous. Tremendous. All right, let's get headlines real quick here, Solana. Headlines, weather with Solana real quick. Then we're going to get to the Dan Day montage. Headlines.
Let's go out to our NBA scoreboard, day two.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
I don't like y'all at all.
Oh, that's so great.
Are you guys my friends?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good looking dude. Good looking guy.
He is. All right, go ahead, Solana.
Right now, the NBA scoreboard, day two of the NBA's return tournament in Orlando. The Magic just wrapped up a W versus the Brooklyn Nets, 128-118. The Wizards, they trail the Suns 60-46, and the Grizzlies, they trail the Trailblazers 52-42. Kind of weird there. They trail the Trailblazers.
Trail the Trailblazers, sure. Yeah. Trail the Blazers. All right, anything else?
And the Heat, they play tomorrow, 1 p.m. Hear that game on 7-9 of the ticket. The Florida Panthers, they play tomorrow, 4 p.m. You can hear that game, 560, the Joe, WQAM.
We're going to talk with Steve Goldstein. Goldie's going to join us next. Break down a little bit of that Panthers series that starts tomorrow. Dan Day goes into the lab every week, takes some of me and Crowder's better moments, puts together the Week That Was montage. Here it is.
Highlights. Crowder, crowd pleaser. Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
Come on with it.
Speaking of meaningful
dude, said a mouthful right there. Come on with it.
I can't wait.
Highlight.
If you can slide in the strip club, eat a 10-piece chicken wing, grab some lobster, throw $100 and leave, and now you're $200 down, those are entertainment dollars. Yep. Lou was just spending some entertainment dollars.
That's right.
You taught me that.
Hawkman Highlight.
Ta-ta-ta-licious.
I thought her mom had a stutter. Edison Volquez.
And the Hawk go to the same barber. And all the snorkin' it. I loved her in high school. I didn't know she had BO and underarm hair. So a great, great analogy you just gave.
I have been using deodorant sporadically.
Get a highlight, boy.
Get your ass out of our country.
That's exactly what they said.
You no dirty, poutine. Filthy, virus-ridden Americans. Get out of here. Speaking on behalf of Canadians. But it's in the red. I hate that son of a bitch.
Get your ass right, son. Ta-ta-ta-licious. Come on, do it. You are policeman today. You are not princess.
Such a
come
bad on, man. With it.
This tugboat. This damn tugboat.
Where are the chitlin' crocs? Where's the collard green crocs? Get it out of here, fried chicken crocs. I'll smack their mouth.
Hi.
You are stupid. You should stay in your house. You should not go out. You should not procreate. You shouldn't have any friends. You shouldn't have any family.
I was talking
you
to our boss,
stupid.
Len.
I'll smack their mouth.
Edison Volquez.
Get a highlight, boy.
I have been using deodorant sporadically.
Get your ass right, son.
Get out of here.
I'm worried about old damn day.
I'm pleased.
Excellent work, as always, by Dan Day. Brings it strong every week. Here's the Julie Durda from Local 10. Her tweet right now says, South Florida, please pay attention to the updated watches and warnings. There is now a hurricane warning. Hurricane warning, not a watch. A hurricane warning in effect from Boca Raton to the Volusia Brevard County line. Okay? There's a hurricane watch in effect from Hallandale Beach to south of Boca Raton. And so, you know, be aware that it looks now like Florida may see the landfall, and it may be, you know, around me here in Boca or all the way up to Volusia or Brevard County. So keep an eye on Hurricane Isias.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday. Always a little bit extra special. Let's go, Funky Buddha. I got to drink some Funky Buddhas to forget that this hurricane is headed right towards Boca.
Go load up on hard seltzers, baby. You can't deal with a hurricane better.
I'm ready to go. I was just looking at the Twitter from John Morales from NBC6, and he said he likes to hand plot it just like old school. And one of his tweets says, I get a straight line to Boca Raton. But he also adds, but the Bermuda High is weakening, not getting stronger. What are the chances it can keep going in this beeline to Boca? And then he also writes, and think how very remote the possibility is of a west turn, giving the weather map today and this weekend. And so that would be good news, obviously, not for me and Boca, but it would be good news for Dade and Broward, the majority of our listening, and Monroe County, majority of our listening audience there, the further north that it would go along the Florida coastline there. So keep an eye, though. Keep an eye open. Big update will be 11 p.m. this evening. All right, Jen Figueroa has joined us for a brand new segment. Hello, Figgy.
Hey, guys.
Alex Dono has joined us.
What's going on, guys? And I went over to Fort Myers, where my mother-in-law lives, just to escape the storm completely. I got out of Dodge, man.
You got out of Dodge. You've shown your true colors. Dan Day, he's like the guy that created Titanic, that you see him lowering on the lifeboat with all the women, and he's just kind of looking around, you know. He's like,
Way to leave K-Town.
There's Dono. Everyone else
sequel,
in K-Town.
I don't recall.
Not loyal at all.
And then we got Dan Day here. Hello, Daniel.
I'm not running. I'm loading up on Funky Buddha and riding the storm out.
Yeah,
my
he
man.
Is.
Dan, me. Come. Dan, you're invited to my house whenever, Dan. Just give me a
Anytime.
Call. Come on over. You got you a bed.
I'm bringing a keg.
What about me? That's rude.
I'm bringing a keg.
Oh, J-Fig, it's fine. All the rest of y'all, $300 a night, and it comes with continental breakfast.
So speaking of $300, we're going to put some money on the line here. Normally we do our movie reviews. We're going to, because there's so much sports this weekend, meaningful sports in South Florida. I wanted to get some predictions here, and I'm going to put my own money on the line. And we'll get to that in a moment. So J-Fig and Dono and Dan, me, Crowder, Solano, I'm going to make our predictions for Heat and Panthers tomorrow. But before we do that, we have been enamored the last couple days with a couple mispronunciations, and then we added a new one to the list today, and then we were notified via text that there is another one we should look into, and Solana has looked into it. So real quickly here, before we give our predictions, Crowder yesterday tried to say Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday yesterday. He tried to say Arnold Schwarzenegger. It came out like this.
And all the snorkenegger.
Schnorkenegger.
And I don't blame you.
Right. So, whatever. And that got us thinking about the time Rick Ross tried to say Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. And then that got us. This is unbelievable. I don't know if you guys have heard this. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo's rookie season. Eric Reed, who is one of the best basketball broadcasters on the planet, I think he was probably prepared correctly, but then just got caught up in the moment with a very difficult name. Here's Eric Reed.
For three.
Oh, wait, I gotta set it up better. Here's Eric Reed saying Antetokounmpo.
Adetokounmpo for three.
Adetokounmpo.
He gave up.
Then today, Crowder tried to say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Where'd you get that from? It's my question.
I was
well,
reading
kind of the
it.
Way it looks.
No, even yeah, I can say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Do y'all
yeah,
know
but
what
you
phonics?
Know Jake Gyllenhaal.
I read phonically, and phonics, it says Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, kind yeah. of how you said Avril Lavigne, Avril Lagarnia, whatever it was.
Avril Lagarnia. It's phonetic. Don't give
it
me.
It is not.
Listen,
Avril
don't
Lavigne.
Give me. Don't tell me this has Latin descent. Write the letters you want me to read, Gillen Jilly Holly.
So after we played Giannis Antetokounmpo from Eric Reed, play that one more time.
Adetokounmpo for three.
Adetokounmpo. Someone texted in and said you should hear Stacey King saying Giannis Antetokounmpo. Stacey King used to play for the Chicago Bulls when I was growing up. Now he's a Bulls broadcaster. I have not heard this. Solana has. Let's hear Stacey King saying Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Whoa, that's even worse. That's even worse.
Antetokounmpo? What did he say?
Giannis,
Arrumbo. Arrumbo.
He rolled the R, though. He rolled the R.
Arriba. Arrumbo.
With confidence, too. So did Eric Reed. Like, they both said it with so much confidence that
yeah,
you kind of have to
one
respect
one more
it.
Time.
Adetokounmpo for three.
And play Crowder saying Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Hey, this Stacey King got me because there's no R in Antetokounmpo. Like, come on, Stacey. Where the hell did R come from?
He totally ejected on the name. He had no idea how to say it, and so he put an R in there. Play one more time.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Out of Carumbo.
Right. Fig, that wasn't phonetics. That he made
no,
something
that,
up.
I don't even know what that was.
I go phonetic. That was out of
Carumbo.
Say
right.
Jake Gyllenhaal one more time.
Here's the and now he knows it. Play Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
I want that as my ringtone.
All right.
Gyllenhaal.
Here we go. Prediction Friday. This is going to be a new thing. Prediction Friday. So you got the Heat and the Panthers. They both have meaningful games tomorrow. I'm going to put up my own money here and see if anyone can cash in. Donna, when we were texting about it this morning, said it's very similar to win Ben Stein's money or win Fred's money from Howard Stern show. Yes, I'm putting up some money here to see if anyone can nail two predictions and the score. So here's what I want to do. We're going to go around the room. You give me the prediction. I'm not even using the lines. I'm not using the lines. You give me the outright winner, Heat or Nuggets tomorrow, Panthers or Islanders tomorrow. And if you're right on both of them, then you're also going to give me the total points scored in the Heat-Nuggets game. So if you think the game's going to end 105-105, you guess 210, right? And if you're within 10 points of your total and you get both your predictions correct, I'll give you $100. And if you all get it right, I'll give you all $100. Ooh. All right?
Yeah. I don't Everybody think you specified in a text message with the whole getting everything correct.
What?
What?
Uh-oh. I don't think you specified that completely
Figgy.
In fine
it's
fine print. Yeah.
It's
what do you mean?
Figgy.
What do you think fine I said? Print. Pick some games and I'll give you $100?
No, I don't think you fully said like both games have to be correct.
Well, why would you win money if you got it wrong?
Hey, it could be one or the other.
No, and by the way, I did say it in the text.
I'm looking.
Now I've got to go back and look at it.
Have all y'all started drinking? Am I the only one not drinking yet?
But why do you think you would win money by getting picks wrong?
Because I'm Faye.
Let me see if I can. Let's see. By the way, she's got
Fig,
the.
She should only. Fig should only win if she gets them wrong.
Oh, just kidding. It says both predictions.
It says if anyone gets both predictions correct and comes within 10 points of the total. I sent it at noon. All right. So let's go around the room. I'll start with Crowder. Crowder, you got to give me Heat or Nuggets, Panthers or Islanders.
I got you. The Islanders win. The Islanders win by a score of 4-1, total of 5.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All you need is Islanders or Panthers.
I'm
going to go over the rules here again. You're only picking.
I'm getting deeper, baby.
No. You're only picking the winner in each game and then the total points scored in the Heat-Nuggets game. Islanders or Panthers, you got the Islanders. Heat or Nuggets?
Islanders, 5 total points. Scores.
Just forging ahead, huh? Just forging
ahead. Heat win by a total of 192. Low scoring game.
All right. But they don't win by 192. You say
no.
Total
of 192.
The game is 192. I got you.
And the Heat win.
All right. Dono, Islanders or Panthers?
Panthers.
He's taking the Panthers. He's part of the pregame.
What's the score you got?
No, we don't need the score! And do you like the Heat or the Nuggets? Heat or the Nuggets? He likes the Nuggets. All right. See? Already we have differing opinions.
You guys are confusing me.
And what is your total score for the Heat-Nuggets game?
215.
215. All right. J-Fig.
I'm so confused.
I'm so confused. So confused.
How could this be any clearer? I don't know. I mean, what am I surrounding myself with?
This is how I wrote mine down, okay?
All right, let's hear what you wrote down.
Okay, so Miami 102 and Nuggets 96. The Miami wins by 6 points. The Miami Heat win by 6 points.
Okay, but what's the total score of that game?
198. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you've got the total of 198. That's good. You've got it. And Panthers or the Islanders?
I'm gonna go for the Panthers.
All right. Nope. So you've got the Heat and the Panthers, and you've got a total of 198.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Solana, go ahead. I can't wait to hear this.
Can you repeat the
instructions?
No.
For me.
Just like what Dono, J-Fig, and Crowder's high scores were. That's all. What their total scores were.
Well, it doesn't, because more than one person can win. So if you guess one over, you're on the Price is Right, it doesn't matter. But Crowder's got 192. Dono's got 215. J-Fig's got 198.
Okay. I have the Islanders winning 3-1.
And I don't need the score of the Panthers game.
I had it 4-2 Panthers, by the way, just in case you
have. And
the
Heat Nuggets, who do you got winning that? I'm sure you have the Heat winning that.
Yeah, Heat. I got Heat winning, and I got the total score. You said Dono's 215?
Yeah.
All right, I got 214.
You're so ridiculous.
$1, Bob.
Well, that would be the opposite of it, though. You would have to get it exactly right if you go one under what the guy is picking. It's the opposite of how you play.
This is chess, not checkers. All right,
I got it. Oh, there we go.
All right, I don't know if it's chess. I think this is torture. I've immediately developed a migraine. Also, I'm praying for the hurricane. Searing pain. I'm praying for the hurricane to get here sooner so that maybe I can get out of this segment.
Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
Dan Day, Heat or Nuggets?
Well, after that demoralizing Pelicans loss last night where J.J. Redick at 36 looked in better shape than 20-year-old Zion Williamson. Congratulations, Crowder.
There's your headlines with Dan Day. Now, can I get Heat or Nuggets?
Pessimism all around.
Extra stuff, man.
I've got the Nuggets, I got 208, and I've got the Islanders.
Nuggets, Islanders, and a total of 208. All right.
Pessimistic.
And I'm, I guess I should do mine as well. You guys will all pay me if I get this correct.
For sure.
I can't hear you. I'm disconnected.
Hello?
I've got the Nuggets, I've got the Islanders, and I've got a total of 226.
What's the score in the Islanders game?
It doesn't matter!
4-1.
If you want to...
Can you scream at them one more time, please?
Oh, my God.
It gives me complete joy.
I mean, how do you people function? All right. If you want to see Jay Figg's review of the movie Zapped, she watched it, you can check out her Instagram, Jay Figg Radio, letter J-F-I-G Radio. Honestly, everybody needs to be very safe this weekend because Hurricane Isaias is approaching.
Nope.
Follow
I don't think
what?
That's the correct pronunciation.
Nope. All right. What is
uh-oh.
It?
You got
Isaias?
It. Isaias? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Go
Isaias?
Ahead, JP.
Isaias.
Isn't it Isaias?
Yes. Yeah.
Isaias.
Got it. Yeah.
Isaias. You're correct. Mm-mm. Isaias.
Oh, Hispanic
Hurricane
background.
Isaias.
Yeah, it comes in
she
handy.
Got me on that one.
Oh, look
but
at
can you.
You
say Schmeckle?
Schmeckle. What?
Didn't sound right.
I just had you talk dirty in Yiddish. All right. I actually did. I really did.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Was it good for everybody else? All right. Great. So everybody, honestly, Zap. Be safe. Keep an eye on the hurricane because the last 5 o'clock update has it really approaching our coastline. 11 o'clock is the next big update. Be safe this weekend. Wear masks, prepare your homes, and watch the news. Keep an eye on Julie Derda on social media. Thank you, by the way, Julie Derda joined us today. Goldie, Steve Goldstein, you heard him. Go Panthers. Who else do we have on today? Lee Sterling gave you some winners, hopefully. Mark Richt, former head coach of the Hurricanes, he was on. You can use the radio.com rewind feature if you want to go back and listen to any of that stuff. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will speak with you el lunes.
I love my Schmeckle. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.